Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ of the World broadcast. I'm glad you're able to join me. And this week, we're going to continue on in a message I began last week entitled Stress, a Spiritual Opportunity. And in the times in which we are living, and in the busyness and the complexities and the issues that all of us in varying and different ways have to deal with in our lives, stress can be an extremely debilitating issue. And do you know what, brother and sister? Jesus does not want you stressed. He loves you, and He has made complete provision for you to walk in liberty and in joy and in peace. Now, if you walk with the Lord any length of time, you certainly affirm that, you know that mentally, intellectually, but just going through the trials, the burdens, the things that confront us in our day-to-day lives, sometimes it can be overwhelming. And sometimes we come to a place where we're absolutely just exhausted and we feel that we just can't go on. Mentally, physically, burned out. And some of you listening are in that position. And this is something I can relate to. I have, in years past, I've known what it is to be utterly feeling totally drained, having absolutely nothing to give. And God wants to refresh you. As you hear the word of the Lord, we're going to be looking at the Epistle of James. And should you wish to hear that which I shared earlier, because I'm sharing 8 steps on keys, if you will, how to look at stress as a spiritual opportunity. And last week we looked at sometimes, number one, a negative attitude toward the trials and the things that we face. We perceive them as a time of just of trouble, and our normal response is not to do what James recommends in verse 2, to count it all joy. And to come to that place, as we grow spiritually, as we mature in Christ, we can begin to see that God does have a purpose in trials, that they are for our perfecting, because that's the ultimate aim of the Holy Spirit. God is not there just to answer your prayers or make you feel good, although He loves you with an everlasting love. He wants you to be conformed to the image of Jesus, because when time ceases and we're forever with the Lord, that's what heaven is going to be like. It will be a place of absolute perfect joy and beauty and peace and fellowship and communion with the Lord and with His people. And so if we look at it negatively, we have to develop a new perspective and a new way of thinking. We have to think through our trials and stresses until we can actually begin to perceive them as a source of deeper joy. And if we pray, God will help us to do that. What's another source of stress is anger. Dealing with anger is sometimes the anger of man worketh not the righteousness of God. And James tells us, I'm just doing a quick review, that there are 3 checks to the management of stress-producing anger. He says in that first chapter, verses 19 to 20, be swift to hear, be slow to speak, and to be very slow and given to wrath. I hesitated because there is a time that there is such a thing as righteous anger and indignation. But normally the kind of anger I think we can relate to and we deal with is that we respond in an angry way because we're frustrated, we're hurt, something happens to offend us. And so should you desire to hear a little bit more on these first 2 points, please feel free to go to our UCM website. Anytime you don't hear a broadcast or want to rehear it, just go to the website and you can click on the broadcast, and they are archived there for your convenience and for your listening pleasure and edification. All right, let's go on today. But before we do, let's ask the Lord to touch us where we are right now and open our hearts to receive His word. Father, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, that you are our God and you delight, Lord, that we would be eager and as responsive children, willing to be obedient to you, to do the things your word declares. And so, Father, I'm lifting everyone who's listening, Father, regardless of where they are in their spiritual journey, a newborn babe in Christ or someone who's served you for many years, perhaps even decades. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that we all, as long as we're in this earth, Lord, we're going to encounter stress. But Lord, that you're going to give us victory. You're going us to give us the ability to walk in a life that is just permeated with your peace and with your joy. And Lord, the only way we will be able to do that is if we learn how to handle the stresses that will undoubtedly come our way. Lord, we'll never know perfect peace and freedom until we're with you, until you come and set up your kingdom. But for now, Lord, help us to be strong and victorious warriors. Touch those who are suffering now in body, those who are anxious in mind, in their souls. Father, I just rebuke the works of darkness. I speak healing. I speak deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for it. All right, beloved, let's go on to the third point. And in terms of what are the things that can cause stress in our lives? Well, sometimes you might never have thought of it, but there's a stress of what we do not express. Let's look at stress that we experience when we are confronted with other people's needs, or for whatever reason we put off doing what the Word tells us to do what love requires. And I don't know if you've experienced this, but beloved, there is a stress that can develop in us when we feel impotent to do anything about seemingly impossible people and insolvable problems. Excuse me. Sometimes we have to just step back and seek the wisdom of the Lord. But equally distressing, sometimes as we feel so incapable, so desiring of wanting to help, and we can't do anything, but sometimes we can bear a guilt because we put off doing what we know we should do, or what God has ministered to our hearts, or perhaps something to say to heal relationships. Sometimes a simple thing as, I'm sorry, please forgive me. If we would do things what the Word says, it would help to solve our problems. What is the scripture here? Well, James 1:22, which says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. This is the necessity and the absolute importance of keeping faith and works together. Given the Lord's wisdom and discernment, which He gives to us through the power of the Holy Spirit, we sometimes have a capability of seeing into people and their situations, and sometimes our response is we know exactly what needs to be said or done. And if we're led by the Holy Spirit, that's a wonderful thing. And if we don't respond with obedience, that will cause inordinate stress within us. And James is concerned about the attitude of early Christians toward the economically and spiritually poor among them. Now, as you've read through James, you might have just thought he was dealing with those who had an attitude of intolerance toward the poor, or an unloving attitude. But beloved, there are those who are spiritually poor among us. Those in your family, perhaps, those in your circle of friends, or in your workplace, or in your neighborhood. And if we refuse to be involved in meeting the needs of the physically and spiritually poor, in our spirit, we can feel profound stress because why? We are actually denying the Lord's plan and contradicting the will of the Holy Spirit within us. Our spirit man becomes grieved. And sometimes, unless we're prayerful and sensitive, we may not even realize why we're feeling the way we are. But beloved, if we look all around us, people are crying out for help. You just look at their countenance, you know they're burdened, they're cast down. And while we certainly can't do everything, to do nothing is to become spiritually sick. Certainly, we can pray. That's the first response we should have. And then, as the Lord would direct, if He wants us to say something or do something or give something, whatever it is, then we must respond in obedience. So there's the stress of what we don't say, but then fourthly, let's move on to that next point, there's the stress caused by what we say, what we do, and what we express. We have such power within our personalities. We can discourage or encourage. We can burden or boost. We can agitate or we can affirm. We can tear down or build up with words. The entire third chapter of James deals with the destructive and as well as the creative use of the tongue. Let's read the third chapter, verses 2. Starting at verse 2. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, Sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, Stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool, are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Well, I glanced at my time, and I see we must bring this broadcast to a close, and we're going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you so much for joining me, for listening. Know that I pray for you every day, Radio Family and UCM Partners. I'm so grateful for your prayer support as well as your financial help. I love you. I thank the Lord for you, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time, and we'll continue right on in learning how to make stress a spiritual opportunity. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.